A wedding minister must be legally aware but not legally pretending. That distinction matters. A Christian wedding is a sacred covenant ceremony before God. But in many places, the wedding minister also has civil responsibilities. The minister may need to verify credentials, review the marriage license, sign the license, secure witness signatures, return the license, or keep appropriate records. A wedding officiant who is careless may say, "I am only here for the spiritual part." A wedding minister says, "Because this covenant has public trust, I will handle civil responsibilities carefully." Romans 13:1, Webb says, "Let every soul be in subjection to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are ordained by God." Christians do not worship the state, but we do honor appropriate civil order. Marriage is sacred before God, and the minister should not treat public documentation casually. At the same time, this course offers ministry training, not legal advice. A wedding minister should not pretend to be an attorney. The minister should not interpret complicated family law, estate law, immigration law, custody law, tax law, or benefits law. When legal questions arise, refer the couple to the proper civil authority or a qualified legal professional. The wise sentence is simple. Please verify that with the proper civil authority where the wedding will occur. Civil requirements vary by location. One state, county, province, or country may not follow the same process as another. Some places require witnesses. Some have waiting periods. Some have license expiration dates. Some require the license to be returned by the minister. Some require the couple to return it. Some have special rules about who may solemnize marriage. Do not guess. Do not say, "I have done weddings before, so I know how this works everywhere." Do not say, "The couple told me it is fine." Do not sign something you do not understand. Do not represent the couple as legally married if the civil requirements have not been met. 2 Corinthians 8:21 Webb says, "Having regard for honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men." That verse gives a strong ministry principle. Christian ministers should care about integrity before God and public trust before people. Legal awareness also protects the bride and groom. Imagine the pain of discovering after the wedding that the license was invalid, filed late, signed incorrectly, or issued for the wrong jurisdiction. That is not merely an administrative mistake. It can create emotional, legal, and spiritual confusion. A wedding minister should have a checklist. Where is the wedding taking place? Who issued the license? Is it valid for that location? Is it valid on that date? Who must sign? Are witnesses required? Who returns it? What is the deadline? What record should I keep? This is not bureaucracy for its own sake. It is love with order. 1 Corinthians 14:40 Webb says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." A wedding ceremony should be beautiful, biblical, and orderly. The bride and groom are embodied souls entering a public covenant. Their marriage affects home, family, church, finances, sexuality, future children if God grants them, and public identity. The civil side does not replace the sacred side, but it must be handled honestly. A wedding officiant may improvise. A wedding minister prepares. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant, and serving the covenant includes legal awareness without legal pretending.